We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This year, it was Terry McLaurin. They got it done. They got it done a month before training camp.
Yeah.
Kudos. And listen, I think we can have real conversations if Ron Rivera's the guy that gets this team back to a Super Bowl. I think you can ask a real question if they're going to win a playoff game. You can ask if Martin Mayhew is the right talent evaluator. If Marty Herney has only had success in Carolina. You can ask Bill Polo. Chris
Rogers,
Polo, rather.
This guy that was negotiating this deal.
Rob Rogers.
Yeah, we need to talk about him as well.
Right. Like, you can ask plenty of questions if these dudes are the guys to get this organization back to greatness. But what they did yesterday was functional, competent, get the deal done because you know it needs to be done. And we've seen this organization botch it.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen this organization not pay their own young players, bring other guys in that underperform. We've seen this organization go down the franchise tag highway to hell. We've seen all these things. Two straight off seasons, they've handled it right. Terry McLaurin gets a 3-year contract extension. It's a good day to be a Commanders fan. Everybody that was on the fence about ordering a new McLaurin jersey, fire away. Mm-hmm. Get that Fanatics app up and working. I'd actually love to see that in the last 24 hours, what the increase in Terry McLaurin jersey sales is. So you and I were off the air yesterday. The news broke about 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
What was your reaction when you heard it?
I was like, cool. I mean, I, you and I both said that they're going to probably get it done. And I think, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think we should be applauding them for doing what they're supposed to do. It's just like, I had an uncle of mine told his son, he say, why should I buy you something for graduating from high school? You're supposed to do that. You know? So it gets to a little shaky situation, but I think when you look at a guy like a Terry, if you don't sign him and extend him, what the hell does a person have to be extended? So this is one that I felt should happen. So I'm happy it happened. I was thrilled, but I'm not going to applaud it because it happened. It's not like, you know, they did something that, out the ordinary. This is what's supposed to be done. You got a guy comes in, does everything right. He's not a person you have to worry about off the field. He's a true leader. He's a fan, he's a staple, he's a fan favorite. You get that dude signed. That's how you keep people around. That's how you keep fans around. You know, you get rid of people that the fans like, then you got a problem. So, you know, but I was thoroughly happy that it got done. At least a positive came out of some stuff, you know, because I'm still hearing the other stuff, you know. But it was cool. Very cool. And, you know, I don't give a lot of credit to a lot of people.
Sure.
That's one of the guys I give credit to all the damn time.
I think the Chris Rock stand-up, like his first huge HBO special,
mm-hmm.
when he's like, people want to be congratulated for taking care of stuff they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to take care of your kids. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm editing greatly what he said, but you're right. Like, I'm not suggesting we throw a parade for getting a deal done that should have been done. But I am still, especially in the wake of all of this offseason, of everything that's happened from 2-2-22 to 3-22, the last congressional hearing, all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see positive steps.
Yeah.
And we can argue if Carson Wentz is going to be good. We'll find out in a couple months. Nobody knows. There's plenty of reason to doubt he can overcome whatever has tripped him up in Indy and Philly.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of reason to be skeptical. But all offseason they said, we got to get a quarterback. They think they got one.
Mm-hmm.
Then their priority was getting Terry's deal done. They got it done. A lot of questions about the numbers. A lot of questions about why only 3 years. I look at the 3 years as multiple things.
It's advantageous for Terry. I know that.
Some people would argue that Brendan Dar was just arguing with us that he would want more. He would want the fourth year with some guarantees on there. I don't know that that's accurate because let's just look at what the deal really is. Because people get so caught up in what they think the numbers are and what they think a franchise tag is and what's actually accurate. This deal ends up being, this year, McLaurin is set to make. So let's start with the super basics. Terry's already under contract this year, the last year of his rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make about $3
million. Mm-hmm.
This is the first year he gets paid on his rookie deal. His base salaries have been somewhere around $700K over the first 3 years. This year he gets $2.8 in salary, another $250 is his prorated bonus that he got as a rookie. So he counts for $3 million on the cap. Cool. Yesterday's deal is a 3-year, up to $71 million contract extension.
Is that with bonuses and things?
It could get all the way up to $71
million. Mm-hmm. Which would put it at $27 million a year, but it's really less. You're saying?
Well, the guarantees are what matter, right? And I saw this from Rap Sheet, and the people I talked to backed it up. The total guarantees in this thing are $53 million.
Okay, with a three this year, that's there too.
No. So that 53 in the extension.
Yeah.
So, and add three for this year. So what you're really looking at is a 3-year, $56 million contract for McLaurin right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you average that out, it's almost the exact same number that A.J. Brown got. Fully guaranteed at signing, he's going to make $35 million.
Mm-hmm.
The signing bonus, the immediate signing bonus, is $28
million.
Mm-hmm. Next March, so 10 months from now, maybe 9 months from now, he gets another $12.5 million. So for the folks that are questioning, why couldn't he?
That's 40.5.
He's going to get 28 and then 12.5 next year.
Yeah.
Like the guarantees are real.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll get the rest of it in March 24. And what's good for the Commanders is all of that bonus money gets prorated over the course of this contract.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught up in the 3 years, 70
million. But I'm saying that you're throwing me off here. He's getting $28 million and $12 million in what's called?
No, it's just when it becomes payable. He's getting $28 million.
And he's going to get $12 of the $28 million in next March?
The signing bonus is $12. There's another, probably a roster. It's probably mechanized differently, but there's another $12.5 million that comes in March.
Okay.
So that gets him up to 40. And then there would be the remaining 12.5, which gets them to that 53 fully guaranteed number in the second 3 years from now, mm-hmm. the second year of the extension. And then the third year of the extension, frankly, I would think, assuming everything's going well, the Commanders would look to renegotiate then. Because by 2024, this thing's going to be a bargain.
Oh, yeah. Because I think by next year it's a bargain.
You know what happens next year? Justin Jefferson can renegotiate.
It's a bargain.
You know what happens the year after that?
Mm-hmm.
Jamar Chase can renegotiate. So anybody that thinks this is too much money, remember that guy that called in a couple weeks ago was saying Ohio State guys can't play? You might have been out. This guy was a lunatic.
But no, I read somebody on the witch call trying to say, worry about paying the guys that set the market. He's one of the guys that's setting the damn market because he can play. I mean, it's like, I took that walk down the lane I normally don't. I wanted to read some of the comments about the contract. There's some dumbass people in this damn in this area that claim that they're Commander fans. Simply dumb. You know, they were like sitting up here, well, why pay him? Why pay him? If you're going to pay anybody on that damn team, he's the one that needs to get paid.
There also has to be, and I think John Allen joined Grant and Danny yesterday, and the quote that stood out to me is, it reiterates to a player like John Allen, who already got paid, it's worth pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
But it reiterates to John that the organization is moving in the right direction. Because if you couldn't pay a guy like Terry, then who gets paid?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was blown away by some of the simply idiotic comments I read. And I see why I don't read Twitter a lot. I'm serious. Every time I read Twitter, I leave being feeling like I just lost some of my intelligence. I'm serious.
So for folks that wonder why Terry wouldn't just chill, not sign, and get to free agency next year or get tagged next year, according to Over the Cap, which is probably the preeminent NFL salary guideline publication, the expected franchise tag next year gets close to $20 million. And that would become fully guaranteed. And say they even tagged him again the following year. That would be it goes up by 20%, so that'd be 24.
20 plus, yeah.
So in the next three seasons, if he went that route, he'd make the $3 million this year, 20 next year.
And then about 21, 22.
It would be 3, 20, and 24. So you're talking about 47.
Yeah.
Whereas he stands to make 54.
Yeah.
And there's incentives.
Yeah.
You sign a franchise tag, there's no incentives. There's no nothing. It's just that's the number.
That's it.
Plus, this way.
This way, he has $28 million going into a bank account.
Immediately.
And I think he's supposed to be getting married. So he's starting off his life real nice.
Right.
And real nice.
And he gives the team that he's also showing a commitment to, that he's shown a commitment to the entire time he's been in the NFL, gives them financial flexibility.
Yeah.
Because when you get the bulk of this money as a bonus, it gets prorated over the course of the deal. It gets spread out.
Mm-hmm.
That allows next year, if this team wants to be aggressive, and we haven't seen much of that, but should they want to, they'll have that availability.
Yeah.
Let's say Carson Wentz balls out and they need to rework his deal. They'll have flexibility.
There you go.
You know what else it allows? When they get into the second year of the extension, 3 years from now, so 2024, say things are going really well and they want to renegotiate, they could just guarantee some of the money in the third year of the deal and add years onto that deal. You know what else that will allow? More financial flexibility.
Yep.
And you know why he might be more in tuned to doing so?
Because that money comes up front.
Because the money comes up front and because they've shown him some cash.
Mm-hmm.
They're building trust. John Allen says a restored faith. That's a real thing. There's a reason Deebo Samuel started reporting to camp, and it's not because he's worried about getting fined.
No,
it's because he believes the Niners are going to pay him.
If you look at the history of the 49ers, he knows they pay, especially when you can play like he can.
Totally. And I mean, if you look at the pure guarantees on this, it compares nicely to a guy like A.J. Brown. This deal makes sense. If you want to get caught up in why it's 3 and not 4 years,
let's just say this, because they negotiate, okay? I think when you look at the fact that he's getting the money he's getting, for Terry, it's advantageous to do a 3-year deal. He's back on the market relatively quick, which means he's going to get paid here or somewhere else. For the team, okay? It's a shorter-term deal. You're not locked in. You don't have to come in. A person that you see has been very good for you. And the way it's being worked now, like you said, it gives them financial flexibility throughout. So I think it's a deal that was good on both sides. This wasn't one of those like, well, I won. No, they won. Actually, the fans won. Say it like that.
Absolutely. I want to explain a little more why I think – perhaps the biggest positive sign in this contract, because I think what we know, what we've heard anyway about the organization in business negotiations, and part of me feels like you maybe see this in the lack of a stadium deal somewhere, is that they feel like they always have to win. They have to get over on somebody, mm-hmm. right? That's not what happened here. If you look at what happened here, it's hard to look at this thing and not see some compromise by both parties. Terry was clearly driven by guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And perhaps the organization...
And he should be.
Totally, because that's what you know. You and I work on contracts, B. And, I mean, you did it in the league, but right now, you and I work on contracts. And there's incentives, and there's what we know we will get paid.
Mm-hmm.
What do you care more about?
What I know.
What I know.
The incentives, you know, they look good. You go, okay, but I get that. I can make. But you know what? A lot of things work against that. So
a lot of moving goalposts.
You go for what you know. So,
right.
You know.
What I know is what matters.
Get the guarantees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.